Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my precious audience. Today's topic is really interesting. Jesus received worship according to the early Muslim theologians, even according to one of the closest companions to Muhammad. Muhammad is the person that Muslims view as their prophet. Very interestingly, early Muslim scholars, Ibn Ishaq, quotes a letter sent by Muhammad to the Negus of Abyssinia. In this letter, Muhammad said, "I bear witness that Jesus, son of Mary, is the Spirit of God, and his word, which he cast to Mary, the Virgin." So Muhammad said, "I bear witness that Jesus, son of Mary, is the Spirit of God, and his word, which he cast to Mary, the Virgin." According to the teaching of early reputable Muslim scholars, Jesus is the only prophet who was believed in while he was still in his mother's womb. So I'm telling you the story from the beginning. This is background, okay? Jesus is the only prophet who was believed in while he was still in his mother's womb. Muslim commentators agree that the prophet Yahya, John the Baptist, was the first person to believe that Jesus was the Word of God. Okay, let me tell you, the following story was reported by Al-Razi. Al-Razi, a well-known early Muslim scholar. He wrote, "The mother of Jesus met the mother of Yahya. Peace be upon them. Both were pregnant. One was Jesus, the other was Yahya. Yahya's mother said to Mary, 'Do you feel I am pregnant?' Mary said, 'I am also pregnant.' The wife of Zechariah said, 'I found that he who is inside me bows down to the one inside of you.'" Al-Razi explains, "This is what is meant by John's confirming or believing in the word of God, which is Jesus, found in the Quran, Surah 3, verse 39. It reads, 'Yahya witnessing the truth of a word from Allah.'" This gets very interesting, more interesting. Abdullah ibn Abbas gained the reputation of being the most informed person among the Muslim people as to what God revealed to Muhammad, because Abdullah ibn Abbas was very close companion to Muhammad. Ibn Abbas made known that the appropriate response to Jesus as the word of God is to bow down to him, and that the prophet Yahya was the first to acknowledge that Jesus is the word of God. His bowing down to Jesus, Yahya's bowing down to Jesus, John the Baptist bowing down to Jesus in his mother's womb was his expression of faith in Jesus. Ibn Abbas further states, "Yahya's bowing down in his mother's womb is his believing that Jesus is the word of God." Ibn Abbas noted that Yahya was the first to believe and confirm that Jesus is the word of God and his spirit. Wow. And I want to make the point now, my friend, Jesus definitely is the most important, unique person in the Bible. However, not only according to the Bible, but also according to Islam. Do you know that the Quran refers to Jesus Christ. He is called Al-Masih Isa, the Messiah, in the Quran, about 90 times, where Muhammad, the founder of the Islamic religion, is mentioned only a few times. You tell me why? Why? Because God wants you to know, my friend, according to the evidence we have, according to the facts we have, that Jesus is our Savior, that God sent. Let me tell you about one of the most important verses in the gospel. Jesus said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. You can read these important verses in the gospel according to Jesus' disciple, John, chapter 3, verses 16 to 18. My friend, those who do not repent of their sins, feel sorry about their sins, and tell God, "I don't want to live in sin anymore." Those people who do not repent and believe in Jesus will remain in the condition or situation of being condemned. Why? Because if you rejected Jesus, you are automatically at the same time rejecting God's offer of mercy and salvation. The truth is, if you rejected Jesus now, after you die, you will face God's judgment. You tell me, God's judgment for what? God will hold you accountable for everything wrong you did. You will also be accountable to God for anything good you could have done and you didn't do. For whatever reason, whoever rejects Jesus will be left under the curse of his own evil actions. Why? Because if you refuse to repent and forsake your sins, that means you are rejecting the truth. Simply. You ask me, what truth? The truth is that you sinned. You are not perfect. You made mistakes. You violated your conscience many times, like I did. It means that you intend to continue intentionally live in sin if you rejected God's offer of mercy and grace through Jesus. If you rejected Jesus, that means you think you can earn your salvation. It means that you put your confidence in yourself to make it to heaven, and you are not putting your trust in God's grace and in the solution which God provided for your salvation. Repenting of your sins and believing that Jesus paid the penalty for your sins will lift you, will move you from the state of being condemned and judged for your sins to the status, to the position of being justified and saved. Hallelujah! This is the most wonderful news you can ever hear in your life. Jesus said, "Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life." You will not be judged, but cross over from death to life. I invite you, my friend, to pray this prayer with me. This will be the most important prayer you can ever pray. God, thank you for your love, for your mercy, for your grace. Thank you for Jesus. I believe in Jesus, God, that he died and paid the penalty for my sins. God, I repent. I don't want to live far from you any longer. I don't want to violate my conscience, disobey your commandments. I want to be according to your will. I want to please you. God, forgive me. I place my trust in Jesus, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. My friend, if you prayed this prayer, don't hesitate to contact me. Would love to send you a free gift, free book, and rejoice with you. Hallelujah. Rest of my audience, remember, we are one family, one team. If I can help you to reach your non-Christian friends and your Muslim acquaintances, don't hesitate to contact me.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. Mm-hmm. And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sami Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Thank you for listening. The phone number we share is my personal number, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sami Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sami, Samy, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.